Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's your take on the final series going on in the Stanley Cup and the NBA? Was last night's game expected the way you thought it would after someone on this panel predicted a gentleman's sweep? Will Edmonton and Florida go overtime yet again tonight?
We'll start with the NBA because that was the most recent one. Last night did not live up to game one billing. It was a blowout, and it was not the double-digit fourth-quarter lead the Pacers were going to overcome this time. SGA played like the MVP. Alex Caruso had a big night, and the Thunder did what the Thunder do. They wore down the Pacers, and Tyrese Halliburton, last night's one of the reasons that prevent people from stamping him a superstar. You can't disappear for three of the four quarters in an NBA Finals game and be referred to as a superstar. So he's had an off night. We've talked about them not being able to take nights off, him or Siakam, and they did. So they go back to Indy. They got the game they wanted to steal, and we'll see what happens next. I still think it probably will be the Thunder. I don't think it will be Dustin's gentleman's sweep. I don't think it'll be five. It'll likely be six or seven. Now, the Stanley Cup action, the final between the Panthers and the Oilers, that's where it's at. That game, Friday night, double overtime. Brad Marchand finishing it off for the Panthers. The Oilers losing at home. These have been two games that could not be more even. Every shift matters. The Stars are playing like Stars. They're playing with a sense of urgency that you love, and it's establishing, in my mind, why the Stanley Cup final is from the beginning of the playoffs through the last game of the Stanley Cup final, the best tournament in professional sports. It's just the intensity is off the charts. So, yeah, tonight, glued to the set, watching that. I'm glad that, well, the Cubs, I'll monitor the Cubs, Sox are off, and it's all about McDavid and the Oilers taking a 2-1 lead over the Panthers down in Florida.
Thunder in five, Panthers in seven.
I thought that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander played a really good game yesterday, and I thought that Tyrese Halliburton did not. Halliburton came out and didn't. It wasn't aggressive. I think they're a better team if he comes out and gets his own in the first half and then uses that to start setting up other people. But he tried to share the ball immediately. I just thought it was a – I thought, playoff hockey, basketball, playoffs, period, professional teams, it is all about the adjustments. So you come out and you lose a game, and then you make an adjustment and you win a game. And that we saw that happen in both of the series. And I don't know how subtle the adjustments were in hockey, because both games could have gone either way. Both games were pretty unbelievable in terms of how competitive they are. And I think that it's a sign that both teams are so well matched. So I couldn't tell you with any kind of certainty what's going to happen tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. And I don't know that I'll be able to do that after two more games. But I feel like the counter move now is to the Pacers. And I think that it'll be interesting to see what they look like at home. And I really think they've got a – I want to be careful how I say it. I'll just say it. I think they've got a coaching advantage. And I think that they will be more likely to be able to adjust than the other way around. So we'll see what happens.
It's great theater.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really the drama is delivering, at least in the NHL final. And I think the NBA, the intensity was there at OKC last night. The fans was like a college atmosphere.
312-644-6767 is the number. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.